He's asked for paperwork from the Parliament to show that they were in session at those times. They've given specific dates in their submission in this new case to say that that's when Parliament was sitting. But just to explain to your listeners that Article 27 of the Constitution, it's pretty specific. No member may, during a session of Parliament or of one of its committees, be arrested or prosecuted for any offence except with the authorisation of Parliament in exceptional circumstances. Now, that's pretty cut and dried, and if it's proved beyond reasonable doubt that they were on committees, which is highly likely because most of these guys were ministers, or that they had some connection with a session of Parliament, then there's a real possibility they could walk free from the prison.
That, I'm sure, will come as something as of a shock to the general public of Vanuatu, who watched this case unfold as well over the many months. The MPs have got the big guns fighting for them, I understand. A QC from Melbourne?
Well, he's a constitutional expert, and he's the one that's put this together. And, in fact, Mr. Justice Kagan has said to the lawyers, why hasn't this issue been raised before? Which is quite a valid point, but it wasn't. Everyone missed it until now. As I said, that section of the Constitution is so cut and dried that if it's accepted that Parliament was in session, then they would probably have to be released. And in an interesting little twist on Friday, one of the lawyers representing one of the ex-MPs, she's now declared that she's going to cease to do that and that she's going to become a witness in the case. And interestingly enough, Kayleen Tavoa, this particular lawyer, was at the time the public prosecutor. Now, she's not saying what evidence she's going to give, but we can only assume that it's something to do with parliamentary dates when these men were being prosecuted.
Now, people both within and outside of Vanuatu will surely look on this set of circumstances and say, well, a constitution that gives MPs immunity from criminal prosecution surely is a bad constitution.
Well, the trouble is it's never been challenged since it was instituted in 1979. And when you look at it today, in 2016, it clearly is too absolute. The other issue, of course, is if these former MPs were to be released and the charges were squashed, the first thing they're going to do is sue the country for millions and millions of Vatu, and then they're going to demand that there's a new election because they were unable to contest it while they were in prison. It would bring the country to its knees.
I just wonder, though, that if they were to be freed because of this constitutional loophole, that would therefore mean, if I understand it correctly, that essentially the whole case will be void because under the Constitution they should never have been prosecuted and charged at the time that they were. So doesn't that therefore take away the question of double jeopardy? Couldn't the police just stand outside the prison, round them all up, take them back, put them in court again? We know they're guilty, and do it that way.
Well, I don't know. It's unprecedented, but you're right. It would void everything. It would void both sentences that some of them have received. Where it would go from there, I don't know. Obviously, the Crown would have to, the government would have to appeal.
And as far as the general public are concerned, I mean, surely, particularly the idea that these people might actually profit from their crimes that have been demonstrated in court, there would be an outcry, wouldn't there, and a real possibility of some kind of public uprising.
Yeah, it's that sort of response is rare here, unlike Papua New Guinea and the Solomons, but in this case, I think it would have to be considered a possibility.
So will this matter, do you think, come to a head tomorrow? Because it would appear to be simply a case if the documentary evidence is there, then the judge, you would think, would have no choice.
Well, I don't know. He's treading very warily for obvious reasons. So I don't think we'll have any resolve tomorrow, but it's going to unfold in the next few weeks, and it's pretty interesting. And I have to tell you that my information is that the ex-MPs in the prison are fairly buoyant at the moment.